Okay, it's our first motor show for a little while. Our guest today is the brand new MX2 Maxxis British Champion, Elliot Banks-Brown. Elliot, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. It sounded pretty weird saying that for the first time. And, no, it's been cool. It's been a stressful few weeks, but yeah, got a job done yesterday.
Yeah, so obviously yesterday was... looking at the racing and everything else, and it was literally down to the last race. What was your thoughts going into that last race?
Yeah, it was mental. The whole day, but like you couldn't even like written it, you know, the thinking going into that race that the championship lead would change three times in a day was pretty like crazy, because after the first race I rode really good, and then Mel had a bike problem. And then going into second race, I was doing good again, made a little mistake, and was past them both and got into the lead, and then was had a little bit of brain fade, I think, or something, and slid off with two laps to go, and somehow my throttle moved and was stuck over the electric start, so I couldn't start the bike.
Yeah.
So in the end, I had to like push my bike over a jump, and luckily it bump started. So yeah, going into the last race, it was... He had a 1-point advantage on me, so it was pretty cool, you know, like we had whoever won the championship. So we had it red, and then we had a red flag in the start, and I actually went down pretty hard. Simpson come across me and I clipped his back wheel and went down. So I was quite lucky there, and then going into the last race, it was I didn't really feel the pressure, to be fair. Like I knew what I had to do, got an awesome start, was leading, and then got a bit tight and rode around, and on a last lap, I thought it was all over. I crashed on the very last lap.
Yeah.
Had three quarters of a lap to go, I'd seen this rut, and the top of it had collapsed and my front wheel hit it, and you know, I knew I was going down, and before I was even down, I was back up and just off again, just pinned. So I just wanted to go around steady on the last lap, but in the end I had to race. So it was pretty stressful day for everyone, I think. But it was an amazing feeling. As soon as I crossed that line, I knew I was champion. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I bet it is. So basically for you then, you're the third member of the family to win a British Championship.
Yeah, that's right. My granddad's won, he's won five, and then my uncle's won one. So, and then, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And that's never been done before, which is pretty cool. And
yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of championships in the family now, you know. Even my granddad's got one, my uncle's got one, and then Jonathan Wright, you know, he always used to take me when I was a kid, you know, he used to come to races, and John was around, he's got two British championships, so it's a pretty cool thing, and that's the pressure I've been feeling all my life to get one of these, and it's finally come. It was like, massive relief when I crossed that line.
So do you think that, as you say, you mentioned about the pressure, do you think that's going to... For next year, you'll feel slightly more relaxed, and you'll get, because sometimes you obviously made mistakes and you crashed or you had bad luck. Do you think this is the turning point?
Yeah, definitely. Like, for sure, a few of the things was down to me this year, like silly mistakes and stuff like that, which it cost me some points. But you know, there's also been a lot of bad luck along in this season. You know, we had two DNFs and just silly things happen, and been a very up and down year, but for sure next year, you know, we got, I don't know what I'm doing yet, but for sure I'll be doing British Championship, because I love doing the British Championship, and I think the pressure will be off a little bit, for sure.
So, this decision for you then, where you're riding at the moment, still not been made, no?
No, nothing yet.
Will it be made this week, do you think?
I think so. We're getting closer every day, so... Yeah, I think it'll definitely in the next couple of weeks a decision will be made where I'm going. So.
And would it be GPs again?
100% GPs, yeah. Definitely GPs and British Championship.
Because your ride in Germany was pretty good.
Yeah, my ride in Germany was good. Could have been amazing. I could have potentially got a GP podium, you know. And like, we had like 7 minutes to go and my bike broke, which was one of them things again, you know. It didn't actually blow up, it was just a silly little thing.
Yeah.
Like it's never happened before, and I don't know how it could happen, just a tiny little thing in the engine, just a little thing got blocked and wouldn't let the wouldn't let the oil pass. So yeah, it was smoking like a train when I was going past and lost all its power. So I was absolutely devastated there because, I couldn't have really finished worse than third place in that race. And it would have been awesome to finish a year off. But, this has just topped it off and, like getting a championship. It would have been pretty disappointing going away from this year, not getting a championship, after everything what's happened. So it has turned around.
So, because obviously next year's MX2, the World Championship is, let's be honest, Herlins is, unless something drastic happens, he's going to probably win it again. But after that, anyone is anyone's really.
Yeah, for sure. But anything can happen to Jeffrey. Jeffrey's going to be so confident going
I
into
know.
next year.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be super confident going this next year because he didn't really have anyone racing him except Tommy. So that could play into it as well. He could easily pick up an injury, be out for a year, and then the championship is seriously wide open. There's a lot of it's like 8 or 10 guys what could potentially be on a podium every week next year. Every week next year, and all right, for sure, it's going to be crazy. So, I've got to put a work in the winter because, I showed in Germany that I've got the speed to run there, and we just got to, just everything play come into place. And yeah, we'll see. I'm really excited for GPs next year and well, everything for next year,
Yeah, because obviously looking at the British riders yourself, obviously Jake is going to be really strong next year. Max is going to be strong on a new bike. It's going to people say, "Oh, the MX2 is going to not be that good," but I think it's going to be probably better.
Definitely going to be better because there's definitely not going to be two runaway riders at the front.
No.
Every year, someone steps up. So obviously, Jeffy's going to be very fast, but I think all of us are going to be closer to him next year than they have been this year. So
Apart from the sand races.
yeah, apart from the sand racing, and probably lap all of us again.
I don't know. Do you think that was a one-off thing that's never going to happen again, or?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty crazy, to be fair. I really, he wouldn't put it past him to do it again, but going to be pretty special if he does.
So for you now then, training, obviously you tra I know you train a lot with Kirk and Tommy, and do you obviously because Kirk trains you and Mel, do you split that over 2 separate days, or do you have it the same day? How does that work?
Haven't really seen Mel in the gym much, in the season.
Yeah.
He lived quite, he lives a few hours away, so I think Kirk just gives him what he's got to do,
Right, okay.
and he sort of gets on with it with riding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But living close to Kirk, I moved up here so I could be next, with Kirk, and
Yeah.
so it's all easy for my training. But yeah, Mel was with us all winter, until we started riding, and he went off to America, and then I haven't really seen him too much. When he's got a weekend off, say, if he wasn't going to ride that weekend, he'd come up here for a week.
Yeah.
But normally before a race, he wouldn't come up. So
So, your winter training now, are you going to do the British Arena Cross thingy that's going to go ahead?
yeah, I'm not sure. I spoke to Matt earlier, to be fair, about it, and I'd like to do it. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome series,
Yeah.
but and a lot better organized. It's going to be. Is it 4 races over 5 weekends or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Which is so much better for us, because before it was so split up and it was just chaos doing it.
Yeah.
But next year with the season starting so early, I think we've got to start racing that early as well.
Yeah.
It'll be good just to be able to get in a dry and actually be able to race a little bit before we start racing because the first GP is like March.
Yeah.
Everything's starting so much earlier next year, which is pretty crazy because this year feels like it's flown by. So I'm sure it won't be long until we start getting back into it again.
Yeah, because they're saying that the first GP will be in Qatar now rather than Thailand, and Thailand the second one, which is going to be a night race by all accounts in Qatar. So, what do you think about that, riding at night?
As long as they do it good, it's going to be pretty cool, It's everything they've been doing is bringing the sport forward, but a night motocross race is something different, they've really got to light it up because you don't want any shadows in the bumps or ruts or anything like that.
Well, that's what they tried in the States, wasn't it, on the Thunder Valley one, and they said they couldn't see the ruts because of the shadows. It was slow, and that's why they changed it back again. So it'd be interesting, but I'm sure the guys over there that got so much money, they'd probably light everything.
Exactly. It'll probably be lights in a rut.
Yeah, like cat's eyes. Cat's eyes all around the track.
But no, I think it'll be cool, but depends what a track's going to be like as well. You know, sand is so fine over there. And
yeah.
I heard there was a race like a few years back, just, you know, they tried a race out there, and like people's bikes wouldn't last longer than 20 minutes because sand's so fine you can't get the filters to, you know, pick it up.
Yeah.
It's like so fine and it just wrecks a bike. So I don't know what the dirt's going to be like, if they're going to bring some in, or it's going to be interesting though, you know. And four flyaways next year.
It's an expensive old game, isn't it? So it'll be interesting. Back to Mexico, which is... People are not, I don't, not that fussed about. Brazil was a good circuit, but it rained. I think Thailand would be really good. I've been to Thailand. I went to an area called Pai, which is like a motocross enduro area. And they're really, really mad for it, to be honest. So I think it will be good there. But, and Qatar, I don't know. I don't know about that one, to be honest. As you say, I think the sand's going to be a problem if it is sand.
Yeah. No, exactly. I think everyone's looking forward to Thailand if they can get everyone away from a party scene.
I think the track's in the middle of nowhere, so I think you're way out of it, to be honest.
Spot on.
So for you now, then, you've got nothing on now, I suppose. You're just chillaxing.
Nothing, mate. Just relaxing now. You know, I was going to go and do Tannel's race at the weekend.
Yeah.
He's got a charity race, but I cut my arm open pretty bad at weekend, so I'm not going to do that now. I'm done. Just a dirt bike show, go on holiday, come back and start training.
The moto party?
Yeah, parties. A lot of parties as well.
Right, well, I'm going to let you go anyway. I know you've been to the hospital this morning, and congratulations again on your championship, and I'm sure that's not going to be your last one, to be honest.
No, I hope not. Apparently it should get easier now, I hope.
You've broke the duck.
Yeah, hope so. But I'd just like to say thank you to everyone that's, you know, been with me all year through everything. And, you know, also massive well done to Mel, because he really put it in all the way through the year. And it's been an awesome championship. You know, the best championship I think it's been for a long time for fans and everything. So it's been, a really enjoyable year. And yeah, just thank you to everyone that's been involved.
Excellent. We'll see you at the show then.
All right, mate.
Speak to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.